Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today as we remember the life of Paul Hitch. Back on that in just a moment.
Hey, what's that?
That? Oh, that's a mythological two-headed hydra.
It looks like a two-headed dragon.
No.
What's it doing in your wheat field?
Well, actually, it's symbolism.
For what?
Well, obviously, it represents the two modes of action Stratego fungicide uses to protect my winter wheat.
The two modes of action?
Uh-huh. See, that first one is the strobilurin. It creates a barrier against diseases.
Okay.
The second is a systemic fungicide that fights disease from inside the plant.
That's a clever use of allegory.
Thank you. It's mighty helpful with resistance management, too.
Oh, look out for the tail!
Oh, yeah. That's the Accelerate technology. Gives me healthier plants. They can stand up to anything nature throws at them.
Oh, two modes of action for healthier plants and a cool-looking dragon?
You got it.
Sign me up.
Protect and maximize yield potential in your wheat with Stratego fungicide from Bayer Crop Science. And always read and follow label instructions.
Funeral services are being planned for later today in Guymon for one of the good ones, Paul Hitch, agriculture leader from the Panhandle, who was, of course, scheduled to be the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association here in 2008 before his battle with cancer forced him to step away. When he was vice president in 2006, he spoke at the summer convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and spoke about that lawsuit by the Oklahoma's attorney general against the poultry industry trying to call manure a Superfund issue.
Drew Edmondson here in Oklahoma is suing the poultry producers in the northeastern part of the state and in Arkansas, alleging, among other things, Superfund violations. And if you think for one minute that just because you don't raise chickens, this has no effect on you, I can assure you that it does.
He says if that was successful, all of animal agriculture would suffer. He says as a feedlot operator, not quite sure what he would do with all the manure that might be stacking up. Of course, plain-spoken Paul had an idea.
And as a feedlot owner, I don't know what in the hell I'm going to do with it. I mean, if all the farmers in the area are subject to Superfund, fines, if they put my manure on their fields, they'll say, no, I'm going to have, you know, Mount Hitch out there. We're going to have a... We're going to open up a ski resort.
Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Jerry Askins remembers Paul Hitch from her time in Leadership Oklahoma.
In Leadership Oklahoma, we were in the same class. And the things that he would try to teach us about production agriculture and the way the state of Oklahoma was moving and what we needed to be able to do, that kind of knowledge and support is going to be hard to replace.
Lieutenant Governor Jerry Askins. A little over a month ago at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association convention in Reno, Paul Hitch was on stage as he was honored by NCBA for his service to the organization and to the cattle industry, and he had some parting words for his friends.
Actually, I've got two thoughts to say. One is they say God won't give you any burden you can't bear. I wish God had less faith in me. And at the end of his career, Lou Gehrig stood before a packed crowd in Yankee Stadium and said, "Today I'm the luckiest man in the world." I always thought that was odd. I thought Lou Gehrig was insane. I said, "What are you talking about? You've got this terrible disease." Today I know that Lou Gehrig was the luckiest man in the world, because today I am the luckiest man in the world because I have you. You make me the luckiest man in the world. And I thank you for it.
Our friend Paul Hitch will be missed. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Beef Incorporated Bull Sale is set for Thursday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at the OBI Test Station, 8 miles west of Stillwater on Highway 51. Currently, there are 135 Angus, 5 Simmental, and 4 Hereford bulls consigned for the sale. Each bull sold through OBI undergoes a breeding soundness examination. All bulls must index in the top 70% of their test group. For more information, call the OBI office at 405-744-9287.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.